Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a remake of an acclaimed Danish drama from 2006, and it's called After the Wedding.
This is starring Julianne Moore, Michelle Williams, and it's produced by Julianne Moore.
And her husband, Bart Freundlich, directed it.
Okay. Well, you know what? I thought I'd go with just the good and the bad.
Okay.
I didn't see the original, so I don't know about the remake aspect of it, but I would say the good part is that it holds your attention at first, and then I have to go to the bad. It is so slow, but yet there's this building crescendo between these two women, Julianne Moore's character and Michelle Williams, and it shows the cultural differences between India and America. One is gentle, one is aggressive. I think it goes downhill from there.
Well, Moore plays a zillionaire corporate executive. She manages to manipulate Williams into attending her daughter's wedding, and then all of these implausibilities come to light. And that's when really it lost me, because it became simply too unbelievable.
I think Julianne Moore's idea was that it was going to lead to this great Oscar-winning performance when she gets upset, and who wouldn't in her circumstance, but I was waiting for a crescendo that never came at all.
Yeah, the only reason to see this movie is a chance to see two excellent actresses, two of our best actresses, ply their trade, but it's in service of a really goofy movie.
There you go. I agree totally.
If you want to see a good version of this story, seek out the 2006 Danish film by Suzanne Beer starring Mads Mikkelsen. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.